You're listening to KNKX. The last time an editorial appeared on the front page of the Seattle Times, Teddy Roosevelt was president, World War I hadn't happened yet, and Pike Place Market was just a year old. So it's not something the newspaper does on a whim, but the Times did it this week, along with a dozen other newspapers across the state. A front page editorial implores Governor Jay Inslee to veto a bill exempting the state legislature from much of the state's Public Records Act. Kate Riley is editorial page editor at the Times. She spoke with 88.5's Ed Ronco.
So, Kate, it was 1908 when the Times last published an editorial on the front page. What was that about? Why was that important then?
Well, it was a major community issue. The Alaska-Yukon Pacific Exposition was planned for the next year, and fundraisers were falling far short of their goals to raise money for it. So Colonel Alden Blethyn, the great-great-grandfather of our publisher, Frank Blethyn, ran a full-page editorial package. Colonel Blethyn was trying to shame the business people of Seattle to pony up money, and he threatened to print their names in the paper the following weekend if they didn't come through.
Did it work?
Oh, yeah. It did work.
So this editorial in 2018 is about the legislature exempting itself from much of the state's Public Records Act. So what made it so important that you took the extraordinary step of moving that editorial up to the front page?
Well, this is about the fundamental right of people to keep tabs on their government, to hold their government accountable. And you can do that through public records, to find out what they're thinking, who they're talking to, who they're making sweetheart deals with. This is about the people's right to know. The action of the legislature on Friday, rushing a bill through both houses in under 48 hours and then sending it to the governor without any meaningful debate or any public hearings, we felt that was really egregious. So we needed to muscle up. We decided that this warranted an exceptional response.
This action by the legislature comes after the state lost a lawsuit brought by several news organizations, including the Seattle Times, including the Northwest News Network that KNKX is part of. We help fund that network, and we gave permission to use some of that money to pursue this open records lawsuit. So it's not just out of the blue. I mean, this is the legislature's response to a particular defeat.
Right, exactly. And the legislature has maintained that it's never been subject to the Public Records Act. We contend something different, which is why the lawsuit was brought. But really what was the trigger for the incident was these allegations of sexual harassment by members of the legislature or staff. It seemed like the women had to go to the media to get justice in those instances, and we felt the public needed to know which bad actors were in the legislature. We were trying to get those records, and that triggered the lawsuit.
This editorial calls the legislature's move a stunning show of arrogance. That's pretty strong language.
Well, I thought that was one of the milder phrases in the editorial. This idea that they don't have to be accountable to people, they don't have to conduct their business in private, is something many of them really feel strongly about. But as you know, Ed, we've got city councils, school boards, port districts, mosquito control districts, irrigation districts, hospital districts that operate under the Public Records Act. The governor's office is subject to the Public Records Act. All of the statewide agencies are. And I have to say, this governor has been a really good champion of open records. When he took office, he decided not to invoke executive privilege, just as a policy, to keep records private, which his predecessor used often.
You're calling on the governor to veto the bill. The legislature has the votes to override. So what's the use in Governor Inslee using his veto pen here?
Well, the veto is important because the governor should stand with the people on this. Our editorial asked two things. One, ask people to call the governor and email him and ask him to veto. It also asked people to contact their legislators and ask them to stand down if the governor vetoes, to change their vote, to not vote, to override. And they've been getting a lot of calls as well. We ran every picture, name, and contact information of each legislator on the editorial page today.
Some lawmakers have made the argument that, you know, constituent emails shouldn't necessarily be wide open, especially if a constituent wants to discuss a sensitive matter, for example. How do you respond to that argument?
Many lawmakers, in the responses I see that they're giving to their constituents because they've been forwarded to us, are arguing that you know, very sensitive private information will be released. For instance, the victims of the sexual harassment and the records we're trying to seek there. That's not true. Those names, the victims, can be redacted. And people should be careful what they're sharing in emails. I don't know how sensitive this is, but I'd be very surprised if somebody is dumping a lot of really highly sensitive stuff into an email to a lawmaker.
Newspapers are built in such a way that the public can easily discern what's news and what's opinion. Mm-hmm. And the front page, of course, generally reserved for straight reporting, not opinion pieces. So any concern that publishing a front page editorial might blur the line for readers?
Well, of course, we have concerns about that, but the Seattle Times has some of the most intelligent readers in the world, and they're very sophisticated about these things. We took great pains. We worked with the designer of the front page on how it should be presented. We requested that the editorial be in the little bit larger font that you see on the editorial page. There's a red opinion above the editorial, and it was clearly set off to the side. We definitely were sending the message that you weren't in Kansas anymore. But I have to say, each of the journalists and the publishers that work at those papers, this is really heartfelt for them. We need to hold our government accountable. This is really kind of a do or die issue.
The Seattle Times editorial page editor, Kate Riley, speaking with 88.5's Ed Ronco. You can find a link to the newspaper's front page editorial about public records in the state legislature on our website, knkx.org.